One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? Yay! Thanks for coming out to Odd Rock Comedy Show. Please take a moment to silence and put away your cell phones and give a warm welcome to your host of this great show, Rob Perivonian.
Hello, Astoria, Queens. Hi, everybody. I'm just going to make sure this is recording because you guys know what we're doing today, right? Yeah. Live Song Salad Podcast. How many Song Salad fans do we have out there? Yeah. Vegetarians, I believe they're called. So in order to give Shannon and Scott as much time to write their song, which they're going to write a song tonight during the shows, in order to give them as much time as possible, please welcome to the stage Shannon and Scott from the Song Salad Podcast.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott, live at the Odd Rock Comedy Hour.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm a professional writer.
I'm a professional musician.
And together,
we write an original song each week using a random genre of music and a random topic.
We do. And normally, we get our random genre and random topic by doing something we call spinning the salad spinner. But we're not going to do that tonight. Instead, we're going to use all of you as our salad spinner. In front of you, on your table, you have little sheets of paper that say genre and topic. While we play some example songs for you, Rob is going to come around and collect those. General guidelines are a genre that is not so broad that it could be anything like pop music, and not so niche that it was literally just your college band. So if you can thread that needle, that would be great. And topics are kind of more open-ended, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give you an example of some songs we've done in the past, we'll start with an example of something that worked out relatively well. So
it doesn't always.
It doesn't always. One week, we got the genre of Latin rock music. Think Santana. Think soaring guitar solos, Latin percussion, and laid-back vocals. And our topic for that song turned out to be a cricket tournament.
Yeah, so it was a cricket tournament specifically in India, and we didn't know anything about cricket. And honestly, we still don't know anything about cricket. It's an incredibly dense sport to try to learn on the fly while you're writing a song. We ended up even like making up all the positions on the team,
right,
which included the spanker, the wanker, the teeter, the totter, and the baller. I don't remember.
They could be the positions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds like, right. Yeah. If you were like, the teeter is the one who pitches the ball, you'd be like, that sounds right. That sounds like cricket. So in our lyrics and in this song, you'll hear reflected that, honestly, we have no idea how cricket is played. This is called Mysterious Sport.
On the pitch or the field or the green, group or the side or the team, it's a ball in the air that throws it somewhere, and all of the fans clap or scream.
Spank-a-wank.
Mysterious sport of cricket, games last for days.
So that was an example of one that turned out pretty successful. We think that sounds like a Santana song.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
1 week, we got more of a challenge. Our genre was world beat. And world beat means any culture's music appropriated by another culture and played by a rock band.
Yeah.
So we basically turned to our topic to kind of inform us of where in the world to take this world beat song.
And the topic that we got was The Treasury of Archaic Names, which is a Dungeons & Dragons supplement that is basically a phone book of names of different races of creatures and people and classes, and you roll dice to name all the characters in your Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Yeah.
So appropriately nerdy topic for us. And what we did was we looked all over the internet. We were like, there has to be a free copy of this somewhere because it's the internet. And we found two pages of it on eBay. And we were able to look at those and we rolled dice and we got a name that we thought kind of sounded Scandinavian. So that kind of influenced the world beat music that we chose.
We went with Swedish folk music. So in this song, you'll hear a rock band accompanied by nickel harpa, which is a Swedish folk instrument.
It's like a fat violin with keys on the neck. It's really weird.
So here's the song, The Keeper of Names.
Nameless and dumb, they trekked from beyond. For Elswith to give out each one.
Elswith, hey, Khan was the guy.
For days he ordained everything with a name. Then the Keeper of Names was done. Send up the names to the celebrant sky. Honor each creature in speech. Ordain them all with a word to recall their bodies and souls from the breach.
Feels like we're in Sweden already.
I mean, like, your mom could have listened to that after listening to Enya, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's essentially the kind of song that we made. Yeah.
So now we're going to make a song from your brains.
Yes.
All right.
Anybody else? Oh my goodness. This is very stressful.
We're going to draw two slips of paper out of the bag. The first one will be our genre, provided that it's doable.
That's the big caveat on all of this.
And our genre will be Irish folk.
Ooh.
Ooh. Irish folk music.
All
Love
right.
that.
Sounds good. And an Irish folk song about death and dismemberment.
Okay.
I'm saying all.
Great.
Great.
We'll see you at the end of the show and we'll perform you a song, an Irish folk song about death and dismemberment.
Thank you.
Brandon Scott, everybody, of the Song Salad Podcast. They are going down into the depths of QED to the QED studios and they're going to come back in right about an hour, just like enough time to get Lens Crafters glasses. And if you remember those commercials, they'll be back with the song. So welcome, everybody, the Odd Rock Comedy Hour.
Thank you.
We are in the podcasting studio.
Yes, we are.
Beneath QED.
Deep in the dungeon below QED. So an Irish folk song.
An Irish folk song about
death and dismemberment.
That's the exact phrasing that the audience member chose.
Indeed. We need to find out who that person was and avoid them.
Right.
Yes.
We should ask who suggested these at the end and see if they're willing to admit that it was them.
Yeah, exactly. So Irish folk music, we have done an Irish folk song, yes? Or was it more like a drinking song or something?
We did Irish folk, but we did it in the style of Enya, didn't we?
Well, we also did Lashes for Lasses. So before, we'd done Celtic music.
Celtic folk music.
Yes, which didn't necessarily have to be Irish.
Right.
But for marketing purposes, Celtic and Irish had become conflated.
Yeah.
So if you hear about Celtic music, you automatically think Irish, even though historically speaking, that's not always true.
Right.
But now we specifically have Irish.
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 What's your favorite Irish folk song?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Did we do this game before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think the most recognizable one is Danny Boy.
Of course.
Which we probably mentioned when we talked about Celtic
music.
We
did. We played an example of it,
yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. And we talked about the Irish fiddle.
Yes.
Or the violin being popular as an instrument to play this music. Also, tin whistles, flutes, and the Eulalian pipes. What are the pipes?
Oh, the Eulalian
the pipes. Eulalian pipes.
Right, and that was kind of like the bagpipe that was a little bit skinnier.
Skinny bagpipe that could actually play in a wider range than the bagpipe. You could do
right.
more of a chromatic range with it, so you had more possibilities for the tonality of your song.
And that sounded something like this.
Yeah.
Great. So for our purposes doing this live show, I think we need to lay down a track that includes some of these traditional Irish instruments.
Yeah.
But we should get the audience stomping and clapping as if we're in an Irish pub.
Well, call and response is a big part of most folk music in general,
okay.
And especially Irish folk music.
Right.
So I think like there can absolutely be a like little verse thing and then a kind of call and response chorus or a chorus that everyone learns and then joins in on.
Great.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we find an example of a traditional Irish folk song that uses call and response and play that?
Let's do it.
Cool.
Cool.
So our example is going to be Whiskey in the Jar. This recording is by a band called The Dubliners.
Classic.
Classic. Picture yourself in the pub. Is that an accent?
No.
Is that any accent? Okay. The pub.
The pub. Yeah, great.
He was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the doodle-da. Whack fall the daddy-o. Whack fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering the doodle-da. Wipe all the daddy-o. Wipe all the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
I think my goal in writing this song is going to be to focus on simple harmonies.
Great.
The like chord structures and the harmonies were never the most important thing
yeah.
in these Irish folk songs. It was mostly about the melody. So you would hear the tin whistles and the violin and the singers all singing the same melody in unison
yeah.
with very simple kind of like drony accompaniments underneath. So that's what we're going to do.
Great.
And there is a percussive element.
What is it?
The bodhrán.
Oh, we talked about bodhráns.
Yes. It's a... like a sort of looks like a tambourine without the jingles.
I was going to say without the jingles.
We're like, spending way too much time together.
I know. A tambourine without the jingles. It's just the drum part of the tambourine, but it's really
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
So it has a deeper, throatier kind of
right.
boom.
Yeah, you feel it in your
nethers.
Inners.
Ooh.
Inners? Nethers.
It's a nethers.
You feel it in your nethers.
This is what a bodhrán sounds like.
Yeah, so I'm going to use that and just make it upbeat and something that is easy for the audience to latch onto so they can sing along with us on the choruses.
Yeah, so the thing about pub songs is that they either have this literal call and response, so the main singer says or sings a line, and
right.
then it's either a response to that line or it's literally repeating that line,
yeah.
or there are a verse-chorus structure where the chorus is known by the listeners, and then everyone sings it together. And I think that's what we're going to do for this.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll teach everyone the chorus,
okay.
and then we'll sing it in, you know, all in unison, basically, when we get there. And
right.
we wanted to have that kind of, like, stompy, clappy, everyone sing-along, carousing feel.
For sure. Something you could still sing if you were drunk and not remember that you sang it the next day.
Exactly. So as we heard with Whiskey in the Jar, a lot of Irish songs are about drinking. I mean, like,
oh, yeah, our topic.
Yeah. So like pub songs are about drinking, but they're also Irish folk songs in general tend to be about Ireland itself. And like,
weird.
I know. It's about like the idea of home, the idea of family, especially missing home or missing
right.
family or being forced to part from your homeland.
Or in this case, being forced to part from your own limbs.
Your leg. There is also an aspect of like missing a loved one, especially a fair woman.
Mm.
None of that ties in perfectly to what we're talking about today, which is death and dismemberment. So I was doing a little bit of Googling about death and dismemberment.
How did you start that process?
I typed in death and dismemberment into the Google search bar. And I will tell you, and like I knew this, but I didn't really remember, you most commonly will see this surface as a type of insurance.
Oh.
Accidental death and dismemberment insurance, or AD&D insurance.
Right.
Which is considered usually as a rider to most life insurances.
Okay.
So even if you don't die, I mean, you might die.
Right.
But even if you don't die, but you lose a limb or you lose the use of a limb,
right,
you still get a payout.
Interesting.
So, but I did learn that it's not just your arms and legs and fingers and toes or whatever. Mm. It mm-hmm. can also apply to your senses.
What?
So if you are, if you lose or your eyesight is damaged, same with your hearing, same with your speech.
Interesting.
So you can, your insurance policy can cover you for things like that.
So if you lose your sense of smell, you could say that your smell had been dismembered. Is that like a thing?
I didn't see anything that said about smell.
Well, get on it, insurance companies.
I know.
What if I can't smell things?
So exclusive.
My premiums are through the roof.
I've got that smell insurance.
Hey, Charlie Chaplin insured his feet. Maybe there's like a professional perfume maker that has their smell insured.
I mean, people do that. People do that with their, like, sommeliers do that with their like, tongues, their sense of taste. J-Lo does it with her butt.
True.
So, who knows?
She might lose her sense of butt someday.
Yeah, exactly. How'll she know when she's sitting down? She won't.
Where even am I, horizontally and vertically speaking?
So how are we bringing these ideas together, right, into
how
an Irish folk
this?
Song? So what I kind of thought was a lot of the songs center around, like, immigration and, like, leaving the homeland.
Sure.
So what if this is a kind of, like, Irish blessing that is being bestowed from, like, a parent or guardian figure to a child figure who's leaving the nest.
Who's, like, about to embark to either a new country or...
Yeah, or just leaving home.
Right, okay.
And basically saying, please don't die or get dismembered. It's like a blessing to not be dismembered, essentially.
Well, it is pretty essential, I would say.
I think it's quite vital. Critical. Mission critical to leaving home is not getting dismembered.
Okay, that's a good take. I like this.
Thank you.
And it can still be something joyful and sing-alongable. It's like everyone's parents has sung this blessing to them at some point. Let's all bless each other and keep the memory alive.
Right. Well, and that's something else that you hear in Irish folk music is the tone of the song undercuts the message of the song.
Oh.
So, like, really raucous, upbeat, fun songs, if you look at the lyrics, can actually be about, like, someone losing everything because they've drunk themselves to death.
Okay.
But they're presented in this kind of... like rousing, carousing manner. And I think it's a way to deal with, and every culture kind of does this in different ways, maybe not through their folk music, but it's a way to deal with sadness that makes it palatable.
Cool.
So I think that this song, by balancing the kind of like dark undercurrent with the like happy tone, fits into that tradition.
Great. Well, I'm going to put together a band of Irish instruments to make this happen and focus on that upbeat, positive, sing-alongable kind of a song.
Cool. So I'm going to take that concept and try to run with it and figure out what the blessing is.
All right. We'll be back with an Irish folk song about death and dismemberment after this, hopefully.
Great.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So tell me about your band, then.
Yes, I've got two Irish fiddles. One of the, it's like a main and a backup, or like in a rock band, how you have like the lead guitar and the rhythm guitar.
First fiddle's, like, fiddler's hands fall off.
A song about dismemberment.
Exactly. The other guy's like, don't worry,
I got this.
Seamus, it's fine, I got it. It's the only Irish name I can think of.
Seamus O'Handy. Not so handy anymore.
Not so handy.
Oh, you lost your digits. All right.
Okay, so two fiddles.
Two fiddles. One is playing a repeated pattern, laying down the harmonic structure of the song, which sounds like this. The other one is playing the melody of the song in the choruses, and the melody goes like this. Thank you. We have a tin whistle that's also playing along with the melody. Here's a little tin whistle lick. It's always a lick. It's got to be a lick.
Got to lick that whistle.
And then we got some... okay. We got some Bajran, the drum we were talking about,
right,
which you heard earlier. And I layered it with a little bit of tambourine, too, just to give a little jangle.
Got to get that jangle.
Yeah. And I chose to put this song in 2/4 time.
Okay.
Because we have done the Irish folk song or the Celtic folk song once before, and we did a song in a minor key in 6/8 time, mm-hmm, which is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I wanted to do something a little bit different. So we're going to do 2/4 time, which is 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and.
Perfect.
And it's in a major key, so a little bit happier sounding.
Great.
That's my music.
Let me read you my lyrics.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here we go. Okay, so verse, chorus, verse, double chorus.
Verse, chorus, verse, double chorus. And when you say double chorus, if we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, I just mean that at the end of a song, sometimes you might stack the chorus twice, and then the second chorus kind of like more instrumentation and musicality and emphasis kind of like builds into it, and it just is like an exciting way to end your song.
Love it.
All right, here we go. Comes a time when every child must leave their mother's home. Sail a ship for far lands bearing, gone from the fields in loam.
Second time you used the word loam in one of our songs.
Yeah, except it was translated into Welsh before, so it doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
All right, so here's the chorus. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking. Hear the world so clear. Bless your legs and arms and fingers. And please don't die, my dear.
Aw.
So just blessing all the things that could get chopped off, basically.
Great.
Here's the second verse. A father fears for all his children, since dangers take all forms, be it wolves or farm equipment, a fall or thunderstorms.
So this sounds more like the insurance side of it.
Yeah, basically. It's all the things that are covered.
This is the rider.
Yeah, an act of God, an act of animal kingdom.
An act of tractor.
Yeah. And then we go into the double chorus of, oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, great. So I think because we're doing this with an audience, we should have some vocals on the track that we're going to play.
Okay.
To encourage and support the audience to sing along with us and to give ourselves some support, too.
I like
that. I can sing the verses live.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make it feel filled out like we're really in a pub.
Yes.
Yes. Love and we are in a bar, so.
Yeah. We could even do some, like, sounds of glasses clinking people cheering.
Great. What should our title be?
Oh, man. Let me look at your lyrics again.
Right off the bat, I see Bless Your Eyes.
Bless Your Eyes is very good.
Beware Farm Equipment.
Please Don't Die.
Please Don't Die is also
Please
good.
Please Don't Die, My Dear. That has a nice lilt to it.
It does.
Please Don't Die, My Dear.
Please Don't Die, My Dear.
That's very good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Please Don't Die, My Dear.
Please, and should it be Madeer?
Madeer,
apostrophe.
You're right. I will change it.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Please don't die, Madeer. Cool. I think we're ready.
I think we are ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the stage, Shannon and Scott of the Song Tale Podcast.
Guys, we're back.
We're back. Did Shannon say that?
I did.
You gave us quite a challenge.
Yeah. Who amongst you suggested death and dismemberment? Who was it?
Raise your hand.
Hello.
Thank you for the death and dismemberment.
Yeah, that was great.
What's your name?
Rob.
Rob, thank you.
Rob, everyone avoid Rob later.
And who suggested Irish folk music?
Oh.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you, Rob and Stephanie. You created a song together.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Guys, did you know collaborating was that easy? It really is. It's amazing. So we're going to tell you a little bit about Irish folk songs and death and dismemberment before we sing our song for you. And we're actually going to get you to sing with us.
So yes.
So yeah, tell us about the music a little bit more.
Yeah. So Irish folk songs are traditionally songs that originate in Ireland. So this already is at a disadvantage for us here. Basically, the musical essentials for Irish folk songs include traditional Irish instruments, including fiddles, tin whistles, Yulean pipes?
Yulean
pipes, which are like bagpipes.
It's like snatched bagpipes.
Yes. Very svelte.
Skinny and like
like higher pitched and like a better range.
And on the percussion side, we have the bodhran, which is like a big round drum that looks sort of like a tambourine with the jingles missing. And you play it either with your hand or with a little stick. And it has this nice, like, boomy kind of sound that is very rousing, I would say.
Yeah. Makes you want to drink.
Right. Now, the songs traditionally can either be ballads or upbeat sort of sing-along songs. We're going with an upbeat sing-along song tonight. Yeah. Sort of an Irish drinking song, a pub song that involves a lot of audience participation. Woo. Everyone will sing along in the chorus. It's in 2/4 time, like most jigs are. Yep. And it's pretty simple harmonically. The focus on Irish folk songs is on the melody. So you have a lot of the instruments doubling the melody in unison that we'll all sing along with, and then a simple sort of harmonic bed underneath from the fiddle and from the bagpipes. So that's the music side of it.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the themes in Irish folk music. So there's actually a really wide range, and there's a big divide between Irish folk music that's meant to be danced to and Irish folk music that's sort of meant to be enjoyed either in a very social setting like a pub song or a drinking song, or just to be listened to. So there are two kind of offshoots of this. One of them is, and please forgive me because this is all in Irish and none of the letters sound like what they think they sound like. So this is a Seanos song, which are actually a cappella and unaccompanied songs. They're highly improvised on, and the lyrics and the melody are really ornamental, and they're considered the highest expression of Irish singing. And the singer might vary the melody from verse to verse, but never sacrificing the lyrics and the story. So those all took precedent. The other kind of music is Cainéid music, which is more of a lament. It's the kind of sorrowful Irish folk music, that kind of keening music. And oftentimes this is tied to leaving Ireland, leaving the homeland, missing your family, or the loss of a loved one, particularly a fair woman. These singers were also often... they were often paid to mourn at funerals. We didn't do that. We leaned more toward the upbeat Irish drinking pub song, the kind of sing-along song, so you'll hear that. And then about death and dismemberment. So if you just Google death and dismemberment...
I asked Shannon where she started with this, and that's what she said, and I was like, oh, good start.
Yeah, just
great.
Googled it. The most relevant results are all about accidental death and dismemberment insurance. So... Yeah, so in case you don't know, you can get a rider, which is like an addendum, on most life insurances for accidental death and dismemberment, which means that even if you, like, you might die, yes, but even if you don't die, but you lose a limb or the use of a limb, you still get a payout. But an interesting...
how big is the limb or how big is the payout?
It depends on how much your life is worth, which you then have to prove to them. Interestingly, I found out that it's not only about like your fingers or your leg, it can also include your senses. So it can be your eyesight, your hearing, or your speech are covered in accidental AD&D policies. So knitting those things together, an Irish folk song, an upbeat Irish folk song about accidental death and dismemberment or death and dismemberment, I kind of tried to do it from the perspective of like a parent or guardian whose child or loved one is going off into the world and leaving home, and this is an Irish blessing to not be killed or dismembered.
And with all of you here, we've created the fiction that we all know this blessing. All of our parents gave it to us. And we're pining for home and their memory by singing together.
Yeah. So I'll read the lyrics, and then we're going to project them for you, and we're going to teach you the chorus, and then we're all going to sing it together. So here are the lyrics to our song. Comes a time when every child must leave their mother's home, sail a ship of far lands bearing, gone from the fields and loam. Sounds pastoral, right?
It rhymes.
Here's the chorus. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking. Hear the world so clear. Bless your legs and arms and fingers. Please don't die, my dear. And the second verse. A father fears for all his children. Dangers take all forms. Be it wolves or farm equipment, a fall or thunderstorms. And then we're going to repeat the chorus twice after that. Cool? Yeah.
Double chorus.
Awesome.
I'm going to teach you the melody a cappella, right? So if you look at it where it says, oh, bless your eyes, that's the start of the chorus. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking. That's how it starts. Hear the world so clear. Bless your legs, your arms, and fingers. Please don't die, my dear. Yeah? Can we try that all together? One, two, three, four. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking. Hear the world so clear. Bless your legs, your arms, and fingers. Please don't die, my dear. Beautiful. Lovely.
Great job.
Well, should we debut the song?
Let's debut the song.
Which is called Please Don't Die, My Dear.
An Irish folk song.
By Shannon and Scott.
Comes a time when every child must leave their mother's home, sail a ship for far-off lands and gone from fields and loam. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking, hear the world so clear. Bless your legs and arms and fingers, please don't die, my dear. A father fears for all his children, dangers take all forms, be it wolves or farm equipment, a fall or thunderstorms. Oh, bless your eyes, your gift of speaking, the world so clear. Bless your legs and arms and fingers. Please don't die, my dear. Oh, bless your eyes and arms of speaking. Hear the world so clear. Bless your legs and arms and fingers. Please don't die, my dear.
Thank you so much for the Irish folk song about death and dismemberment.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Rob and Stephanie. Thank all of you. If you liked what you heard tonight, we have 140 other episodes of completely incongruous songs that we have put together. You can find us on all of the social media at Song Salad or at Song Salad Cast. You can subscribe on any podcatcher you like or check out our website, songsaladpodcast.com.
Thank you so much.
Shannon and Scott, everybody. We finished early. You guys banged that out so quickly. That was awesome. One more time, Shannon and Scott. Song Salad Podcast. How many people are subscribers? How many people are going to subscribe the second they go home if they're not already? Excellent. The rest of you, hopefully. Yeah.
That's all of our subscribers.
Excellent. And, when I was collecting the slips of paper, I was, doing my prize girl job. A lot of people asked me about this wonderful tote bag. And they're like, oh, my God, the holidays are coming up. I have some last minute gifts I need to get. Is there any possible way someone like me could get a tote bag like this?
Yeah.
How would someone like me get a tote bag like this?
Well, you could steal it from me, is one way.
A kosher way.
Yeah, the other way is to go to songsaladpodcast.com/merch. We also have, I think you might have had our logo up earlier.
Oh, yes.
But we also have that. We've partnered with TeePublic, so you can go on and you can design your own merch. So it could either be this kind of like fun cultural reference t-shirt text-based design, or we have our beautiful illustrated logo from an artist named Kayla Wassel, who's awesome, and you can pick whatever you want to put it on, including bags and pillows and t-shirts and phone cases and stuff. So songsaladpodcast.com/merch.
Thank you guys for coming out. Come back next month. That was the Odd Rock Comedy Hour Song Salad Podcast live. Thank you. See you next time. Good night.
What a show we showed.
What a show it was.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very crowd-friendly genre,
yeah,
luckily.
Yeah, yes. We got
pretty lucky both times we've done live shows with having genres that we could kind of have a choral element in.
True. Yeah. And luckily something easy to teach as well.
Yeah, that also was important.
I have to apologize. I'm so sorry I screwed up the lyric in the first verse.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Far lands bearing.
I know. What did I sing?
Faraway lands or something.
Maybe farmlands.
It's fine.
I apologize.
We had 4 seconds to prepare this.
True.
So
I also wanted to clarify and correct something that I incorrectly stated upon a little bit closer research into Irish traditional music. There is a difference between jigs and reels in terms of time signature. A jig is always in 6/8. So what we did last night, at the live show was not a jig because it was in 2/4 time. It was in fact a reel, R-E-E-L.
Ah, I didn't realize that was the difference between those two dances.
Yes, that's it.
Very interesting. Okay, so it was actually an Irish reel.
An Irish reel about death and dismemberment.
Classic.
Duh. What else would it be about? And we've all been blessed now. So hopefully no one in that audience will lose limbs anytime soon.
A blessing on your fingies.
A blessing on your fingies. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
Thank you again to Rob Paravonian and the Odd Rock Comedy Hour for hosting us.
He's just the best.
He is.
QED is a great venue. Please go support them and see all the shows they do and support Rob and Odd Rock Comedy Hour once a month at that venue.
Thank you to everyone who came out. Thank you to those of you who wore shirts.
Yeah.
Wore our Song Salad shirts. If you would like to get your own Song Salad merch, you can go to songsaladpodcast.com/merch and you'll be redirected to our TeePublic store.
If you want to find out about more events like our live shows and other happenings in our lives, you can go to our website, songsaladpodcast.com, and see the news and events section. You can also follow us on Twitter for updates at songsaladcast. And follow us on Instagram at Song Salad Podcast.
Thank you all also so much who are... That's not the way that sentence started. Word order matters in English.
Sometimes.
It's one of those languages where you just can't mix them all around and it still means the same thing. Thank you to all our Patreon donors. You help keep the metaphorical lights on at Song Salad. Your donations every month cover all of our hosting, all of our web fees, all of our new equipment that we've been able to buy this year. We've seriously upgraded, and that makes a huge difference. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. One last thing before we go. I would love to look through all of the genre and topic suggestions that were given to us at the live show at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe we should record a little Bontent episode where we read through all the suggestions.
Yeah, we should do. Okay. Yes. We should do a Bontent where we either read through them all or we like read through a couple and then like pick one and make like a 10-second song out of it or something. Yeah.
Well, look for that in your feeds, friends.
Yeah.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're live again. We did it again.
One, did it.
Two, did
it.
Three,
did it.
Four.